We've got Dr. Beatrice Currier. She's the medical director of the Cortella Center and Cancer Support Care at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to discuss the recently launched Cancer Survivorship Program at Sylvester. Dr. Currier, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here.
Hey, so first of all, the Cortellus folks, I know the guys over there and their real estate, they're terrific, and it's so great that the family decided to sponsor what you guys are doing over there. Can you tell me a little bit about your program?
Sure. The Cortellus Center and the Cancer Support Services include an array of medical specialists ranging from psychiatrist to cancer rehab specialist, integrative medicine specialist, and palliative care physicians who work in a comprehensive and collaborative way to address all the needs of our oncology patients.
Well, I've got to believe that not only the patients, but their family also needs a little bit of help with this, because cancer doesn't only affect the person that's got it, it affects the people around them too.
That's absolutely correct. And we're very aware and vigilant of that. And we realize that it is a disease that affects the entire family. And we're available to help both families and caregivers of patients with cancer.
Now, let's just say that somebody's gone through the process. They have been blessed to survive in however way it came through. What are some of the things that you do on the back end to help these people reintegrate to their life? Because I've got to believe they're weaker, they're different, and some of the things they did in the past may or may not be good for them, and they've got to arrange and work with all that.
That's absolutely correct. And what we do, Jim, is we offer programs for our cancer survivors, specifically the breast cancer survivorship program, once the patients complete their active treatment, we're available for referrals, and we have a very comprehensive approach. And our mission is to both improve the quality and length of survival in our breast cancer patients in this particular program. And the initial evaluation entails a very detailed history and questionnaire, which probes for many of the common late effects that some of these cancer survivors may develop as a result of the cancer or its treatment. Typically, the most common symptoms in our breast cancer survivors include fatigue, depression, concentration difficulties, lymphedema, which is swelling in the arm, it's typically the arm wherever the mastectomy was done, pain or range of motion limitations, menopausal symptoms, sexual dysfunction, weight gain, or sleep disturbances. So the patients are initially seen by our oncologist in the survivorship program, and then based on whatever symptoms they may be struggling with, we then tackle those symptoms using a multi-specialty approach, including the cancer rehab physician, a psychiatrist, the oncologist, the integrative medicine physician, and the palliative care physician. And the fact that many of these symptoms have complex etiologies or causes really dictates the need for a very comprehensive multidisciplinary approach. So, for example, if a patient comes in with fatigue, we may find that it may be due to vitamin deficiencies, nutritional issues, depression, deconditioning, and therefore, those etiologies are addressed in our team approach. And it's been a very effective and well-received program, and we're seeing some very good outcome.
Well, it sounds to me like you're talking about what I read every week about. You get a bunch of people together. It's just not one person that specializes in I call them the specialists of the quarter inch. You've got people that work together to do everything.
Absolutely. And it's a collaborative, patient-centered model of care, which I think most of us would really favor. And we're all talking to each other, and it's very much a team approach so that we don't miss anything.
Well, my favorite person that we've talked to about this in the past is Dr. Mehta. I just love that guy.
Sure.
He's involved with your program, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's our integrative medicine specialist.
And so he helps coordinate the different stuff?
Well, actually, the oncologist and myself, the psychiatrist, are typically the ones that coordinate it, because we're the ones that initially evaluate the patient, and then we'll make sure that the appropriate specialists are also seeing the patients. But nutrition and counseling and exercise physiology is part of the core evaluation of all our breast cancer survivors in this program. So every single patient is seen by our cancer nutritionist and our exercise physiologist.
Now I'm sorry, I'm going to make up a term, and I'm going to ask you if this is something that you see. I call it treatment fatigue. People get just worn out by the process. Does this happen?
Yes. Fatigue is actually reported in up to 60% of cancer survivors. So it is quite prevalent. It is very disabling. And it typically needs to be tackled with multimodal therapy, including exercise is a very effective intervention. But we need to make sure that it's supervised appropriately with someone that is really specialized in the cancer population. And that's one of the services that are critical in our program. So, and it includes a program specifically that's called You Survive and Thrive.
What's that? That sounds cool, but what's behind it?
What happens is we have an exercise physiologist that works with us, just with us in the cancer program, and she does a baseline assessment looking at their level of physical fitness, their level of strength, resistance training, and conditioning. And she will work with them on a personal training basis to ensure that they get back to their baseline level prior to their cancer treatment in a very systematic, organized way that's medically safe for these patients. And that is part of our program, if the patient elects to do that.
Doctor, how do people find out about this stuff? We've only got a couple minutes left. I want to make sure we get that out there.
We're encouraging any of our breast cancer survivors to contact us if they're interested at the Cortellis Center. Our contact number here is 305-243-4129. They can also go to our Sylvester website and click on the link for the Breast Cancer Survivorship Program, which also gives you our contact information and describes the program.
It sounds really terrific. How long have you been involved with the program, Dr. Currier?
We just developed the Breast Cancer Survivorship Program in July, but we've been here at the Cortellis Center for many years.
So it sounds like it's really cutting edge and really goes into a lot of what we've been talking about integrative, consultive, and really holistic approach. I know when we get Dr. Mehta on, he's all about holistic and doing the appropriate things to make yourself regenerate.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Dr. Currier, I want to thank you for all the people here in South Florida that avail themselves, all the cancer survivors, and I want to thank you especially for helping make the quality of life better for all of these special people in our community.
Thank you, Jim, very much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you again for everything. Dr. Beatrice Currier, she's the medical director of the Cortellis Center and the Cancer Support Center over at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer. You can hear the interview. We're going to have it up on our website, www.freedonbusiness, later this week. Make sure you go there. Make sure you listen. If you have somebody with a breast cancer issue, make sure they get into Dr. Currier's program again. Thank you so much, Dr. Currier.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. All right, Dave, take us away. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to have a straight shot of Jim. I got a bunch of random thoughts. We're going to wander through them. It's going to be awesome. Back after this.